The young life of Dizzy Gillespie and A Gig in Philadelphia are the focus of a theatrical production opening in Philadelphia this week. As WRTI's Meredy Duddleston explains, the work explores a pivotal time in the history of jazz.
It's November 1942, and Dizzy Gillespie is performing at the Downbeat, a once thriving Center City jazz club at 11th and Ludlow.
And Dizzy's only 24 years old, and he's transitioning from being the darling of the big bands and transitioning into discovering what he calls the new way, this new music called bebop.
Suzanne Cloud, co-founder of the local nonprofit Jazz Bridge, used a mixture of music and monologue, along with Philadelphia photos and reminiscence, in this dramatic portrayal of the early life of John Berks Gillespie, who latched on to the trumpet as a child when his arms proved too short to play the trombone. Cloud's play, Last Call at the Downbeat, leaves the now legendary trumpeter on the cusp of a new phase in his professional life, a newly energized jazz sound in the form of bebop, and a desire for change.
During the war years, you had African Americans fighting for the double V, victory at home against racism and victory overseas against racism, Hitler. White and black musicians who were getting out of the service came back home and they heard this new music. They were totally flabbergasted. It was faster, much more complex, harder to play. And a lot of musicians who had played big band jazz and regular swing jazz couldn't cut it.
3 months after the Philadelphia appearance, Gillespie was hired by the Earl Hines Band, his first big break.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.